This is Sheila Q. You're listening to Dishpan Hands on CJMQ 88.9 FM. On the show tonight, Kim Necron of the Necromantics, who are going to be in Montreal this weekend. Kim, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I'm freezing here in Columbus, Ohio.
Are you guys playing there tonight?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, so look, you're touring with Rob Zombie currently, I believe.
Uh-huh.
How's the tour going so far? How's it been? What have the audiences been like? How the venues? How has it been touring with Mr. Zombie himself?
Well, it's pretty cool. Rob Zombie, and the band, are all cool guys. It's somewhat different because this is like, you know, a minimum of 3,000 capacity venues. It's a little bigger than we are used to. Which is super cool. It's always hard to be support because we all know that most of those people are there to see the headliner.
Sure.
So it's a tougher job than usual because you have to kind of, you know, convince people in a very short. I mean, we play a 40-minute set, so we have 40 minutes to kind of like convince people that we are worth listening to, and that could be sometimes be hard because people go there to watch, obviously, the headliner, and then they're like, oh, man, what is this? I have to go through this band and this band.
There's a lot of talk, though. I'll tell you, I really enjoy having an ear to the ground for the musical scene, and there's a lot of talk about your band, about the Necromantics being on stage this weekend, though. I think you'll be surprised at the number of people in the Montreal music scene who are going to be there for you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, this whole tour, I mean, even before the tour, there was a lot of people like saying, yeah, that's super cool, and I mean, I like mixed bills like that, where you put bands together that you would never expect to see together, and I mean, there's somewhat similarities, not in the musical side of it, but maybe on the whole horror theme, and I mean, me personally, I like all types of music, so I would love a lineup like this.
Sure. Well, I think it's one of the real appeals to being in the music scene right now is people have a lot of quite eclectic taste, and not only that, but influences like have a different kind of background than what we're used to. So that's pretty cool stuff.
Exactly, because in the 80s and in the 90s, you know, it had to be like, you know, it was super trendy to categorize things. And
sure.
If you were like a rock band or a punk band or psychedelic band, you could only, you know, mingle with that kind of people, which is bullshit because we all know if you're going to watch the same band all night, as in having 200 support bands sounding exactly the same as the headliner, it would be, you know, boring whenever the headliner went on. So I love it. I mean, I expected to see way more metalheads though at a Rob Zombie show, and
right.
I was surprised to see that many of the audience is like, you know, it looks more like, you know, like horror freaks or horror fans.
Sure.
And it seems to me like Rob Zombie established himself as a, you know, not only his music but also his directing skills.
Of course.
Kind of like, yeah, and I think that's super cool because I see a lot of what I would call movie geeks and stuff in the audience.
Yeah, well, it winds up being more of a culture than just a specifically, strictly a music style. So you've been at
exactly.
This for like 20 years, right? It's 1989 is when you started things up with the Necromantics in Copenhagen.
And, yeah, that's right.
And but of course, over the years gone through various different changes among band members and I'm sure among influences and incorporating different things. But tell me about the beginnings. Like, what was it like putting together your band, and where did this this passion and drive for this music come from?
Well, it started out with me. I mean, I was brought up with rockabilly from my parents, and I listened to a lot of punk rock too. So the combination of the two, punkabilly, psychobilly, whatever you want to call it, was very appealing to me, and I went to all these festivals in Europe back then, and finally decided, like, hey, I'm going to these festivals anyways. Why not get, you know, get paid for it and be on stage, you know? And I just, you know, picked up an instrument, and that was kind of how I started the band and my motivation for starting a band.
Right.
And then obviously, you know, it evolves and develops into more like a career, because if you want to do music full time, well, you have to do a lot of sacrifices and you can't live like a normal person, because you don't know when you get your next paycheck. And
with 20 years with 2 decades of a musical career and touring and dedicating yourself to this, that's pretty something. That's a big testament to loving what you do.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and I'm not complaining at all, because we're not on Rob Zombie's label. I mean, level, because you know he's on a big label and he's got things going, but I mean, I'm definitely not complaining at all, because as long as I can feed myself, you know, I'm actually happy, and being able to do what I love is probably the ultimate reward in life anyway. So.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. Well, here's the thing. We're going to throw on a track and then come back with more from Kim Necron from the Necromantics and CJMQ. And we're back. DH Radio and CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q, and once again on the show we've got Kim Necron from the Necromantics playing this weekend at Metropolis. That's my favorite venue in Montreal. Have you played there before?
No, I don't think so.
I love it. Have you ever watched the Muppet Show?
Yes, I have.
Well, when you're on stage, you can just imagine that the cast of the Muppet Show, it must have been what it was like to look out into the audience. Because there's
okay, I remember that. Well, I mean on this Rob Zombie tour, I've seen some great cool theaters here in the US that I only dreamed of playing on that stage, and it's been awesome. So I'm looking forward to that.
So have you played in Montreal before?
Yes.
It's such a great city. I know that there are people who are already super excited to hit the show that's this weekend. I'll be giving all the information out a little bit later on about where to go for tickets and how to get yourself there to Metropolis this weekend. So so you're in Columbus right now. What do the next few days look like? You guys are you've got a little ways to come to get to Montreal.
Yeah, well, we have, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and that is an off day. I think everybody's going to drive to Detroit tonight after the show and spend tomorrow in Detroit. And the day after tomorrow, we have the show in Detroit. And then we cross the bridge to Canada.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. So what can the audience expect to see from a Necromantic show?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. You know, we are up against a horror movie director, and they have, Rob Zombie he brought out the big production with you know, cool stage props, cool huge video screens, and it's very hard to compete with that.
Except that you have the most sick contrabass. Like, your stand-up bass is the coolest one I've ever seen.
Exactly.
What's the story behind that?
I mean, we kind of just scraped it down and kind of just go up there because, you know, being support on a headline tour, we can't really drag out a huge production because that's just not possible. But, yeah, the coffin bass.
What's the story? What's the deal with that? How did you come up with the idea? Like, it's completely fantastic, and I think you've had more than one, right? You haven't. It's not that you built one initially and have had the same one all along.
Well, let me see. When I started out, I think we had our first show, and that was a videotape. And I was watching it. And I was looking at it. I was like, I was playing just like an ordinary upright bass. I was like, I need something different, and that's when I came up with the coffin bass design. And And I made the first one out of, I used actually a real coffin, a child's coffin, and I used a neck from one of my old bases.
Yeah.
And over time, I just, you know, improved them, made new ones, and I think I've done maybe 5 or 6. I'm actually building a brand new one that I didn't get ready for this tour. But the one I'm using right now, my main coffin base, was actually built in 92.
So it's been on the road. It's seen some venues and some time.
Oh yeah, that thing's been everywhere in the world.
You have to have an actual funeral for it when you retire it.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's seen some places and and been with you through all kinds of different shows for sure. All right. Well, look, it's the end of part two. We'll be back in no time with a little more from Kim from the Necromantics playing this coming weekend in Montreal at Metropolis. Part three and the final segment of my interview with Kim Necron from the Necromantics. Now, what's to come? What are the plans for the band? Now you're on tour now. What's the future hold for the Necromantics?
Actually, right before the tour, we recorded drums and guitar for our upcoming album. And as soon as we get back from this tour, we're going to finish up that album.
Yep.
And plan release date is end of April.
Okay. Where is home for you guys?
Well, home is Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. It's to be getting in studio time, finishing touches, and putting things together for the new album. Have you got a title yet?
I don't have a title, no. Basically, what I'm going to do as soon as this tour is over is to do vocals, do bass, and mix it.
Now, touring's hard work. You guys must be... Now, how many shows, how long have you been on the road so far?
I think this, well, we're a little over half, but I think it was a total of 35 shows, 35 wow. days or something like that.
That's within how much time? Like, what kind of period of time are we talking about?
That's only with maybe 3, 4, 5 off days.
Oh my God, you must be, that's exhausting. But fun too.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, it's actually not that bad.
The energy I'm sure that you get from being on stage and having the audience respond and having the opportunity to tour with other acts is pretty cool stuff too.
yeah.
All right. Well, we're coming to the final four, which is the four questions that I ask to everyone who comes through the DH Radio interview. And so that would be, I'm going to begin, Kim Necron, with what would you say? Now, you can either respond as yourself, as an artist yourself, or as what you would imagine would be the answer for the band as a whole. What would you say would be your greatest strength?
Our greatest strength would probably be constantly renewing ourselves. Like every time, I mean, it's not a secret that we had a few lineup changes, and it just seems like new blood is extremely good for the band and the spirit of the band. So that's a strength right there.
So it's reinvention.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you say would be your greatest weakness then?
My greatest weakness. I mean, that's kind of two words. Two words. I don't really see them go together that well. I would like to say that I don't really have any weaknesses, and at the same time, say I can be in denial, and I think you've got the answer right there.
That's an awesome answer. All right, well, what would you say? Now, this is always the off question of the interview, but it gets... So you just never know how people are going to respond. So what would you say is your favorite candy?
My favorite candy? See, I don't really have any, because the honest question would be Pepsi, because I'm known to drink a lot of Pepsi, but I hardly ever eat any candy because I don't really like it. And when I eat it, I get like a stomach ache. But like candy, black licorice, like real licorice, like we get back in Europe,
yeah,
would be my favorite.
All right, I like it, and I can totally appreciate the Pepsi response too. You know, like it's that sweet bit. There you go.
Exactly.
So what would you say you'd like to be remembered for, Kim?
That's probably the hardest question so far. I don't know. I'm obviously going to be remembered for my cool hair and my cool bass, but I mean, if people in the future, you know, can just remember the music, you know, that it was pretty honest rock and roll, I think is a pretty good memory.
I think one of the things that I really respect about you guys and your approach to music is that you really seem to be doing what you love and are passionate about. It's it's raw and it's pure. That's what's so much fun. So, hey, here, I'm going to add another question, which I don't usually do. But given the horror thing, if you guys got to choose a horror character who could, like, who would be your favorite or the one that would be, or one that would represent the Necromantrix, what would you choose?
Well, I would choose the character for my all-time favorite, which would be the old black and white silent movie Nosferatu.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that movie has everything. You know, there's not a single word in it, yet it has the comedy,
mm-hmm,
the darkness, the gothic elements. It has everything to me.
And it keeps you on the edge of your seat completely.
Yes, without a single word.
Yeah. Oh, that is an awesome, awesome answer. Wow. Well, looking forward to the show this weekend. And I mean, you guys are going to kick Montreal's butt, so it's going to be a complete blast. So the Necromantrix this weekend, Metropolis, Montreal. Go get your tickets. I'm going to give you all the details coming up very soon. Thanks so much, Kim. This is a blast.
You're welcome.